to me.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 32, Polokwane 34, and Pretoria a high of 34 degrees.
So we've got that stationary vehicle in Alberton on the N12 eastbound before the N3 Yellens interchange.
Pavlidis double seals a famous win for Greece over England, and Hugo Bruce wary of Congo Brazzaville ahead of Qabeqa match.
We start in the Mandini area of KwaZulu-Natal, where there has been a horrible bus crash on the N2. It's reported that 8 people died, including 6 learners from a local high school.
SAPS forensics are on scene. I do believe they are starting to clear the deceased from the highway.
The bus transporting the school children is said to have collided with a truck. IPSS Medical Rescue told Newsroom Africa this morning that management of the local high school has now been informed about the tragedy. In Johannesburg, members of the ANC Youth League are expected to march to the Joburg Stock Exchange today against the high levels of youth unemployment. Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Kalani Fichler says the march will start at the ANC's Luthuli House headquarters from this hour. They will then proceed through the streets of the CBD, parts of Parkhurst and Rosebank until they reach Sandton.
Ultimately leading to Rivonia Road and turn left into Maud Street and arrive at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Motorists are advised to expect significant traffic disruptions along the entire route of the march.
In neighbouring Tshwane, it's all about being powerless. Massive electricity outages have plagued large parts of the capital since yesterday afternoon, including an unprecedented power interruption at the Brinterian estate that houses the president's official residence and the neighbouring union buildings.
The spectre of further disruptions looms large, which necessitates immediate and focused action from our municipal officials. While we do not suspect sabotage as a cause of these outages, we remain deeply concerned about the vulnerability of our electricity stations. Many of these sites lack essential security measures, rendering them susceptible to acts of vandalism and human destruction.
ANC regional spokesperson Bafuze Yabu calls on the Tshwane city manager and the head of electricity to support newly elected mayor Nasipi Moya. Meanwhile, Tshwane says the fault at the Kwaga substation was not as severe as was initially thought, and suburbs were reconnected through the night. To international news, and it's reported that at least 22 people were killed during an Israeli airstrike in Beirut. Israeli ground troops have also been accused of firing on the UN's peacekeeping headquarters in Beirut, injuring 2 blue helmets. And who says you need to see the mountain to be able to climb the mountain? In Las Vegas, a man has climbed Mount Everest. Not the real tallest mountain in the world. He spent nearly 23 hours going up and down the stairs in his home until he reached the distance of more than 8 kilometers, the height of Everest. That earned him the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to ascend and descend the height of Everest on stairs. Through all that time, Sean Greasley says he never once touched the banister while on the stairs, since there isn't a banister when you climb Everest.
If you just have asked me, I had something for him to do. I swear, you can pack my, I can my Gerard Schoenmark.
Donkey.
There's a lot of stuff around the yard that can be done. I can literally say I've never been that bored.
That is the saddest story I've heard in a very long time.
Like, wow. Someone's going to break it to him and say to him, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
And it is a world record. He set a world record. His name is in the books, Martin Bester. What is your name for in the books?
You might not that. Friend or family or
that. But a garage.
Yeah, I don't it's
a
custom out the park of Skunoms the Scropney
or they all supported him.
Yeah. Of
they recorded
let me put 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm. They cheered him on. They were for him through
did
all of
this. Did he at least like have a drink while he was walking up and down?
No, because you don't drink when you walk up and down Mount Everest.
Yeah, but also it's cold at Everest. You don't have like stairs and you know.
But that's
so it doesn't count.
Well, yes. That is a very astute observation. Thanks, Joe.
You see, exactly. So basically it doesn't count.
That is why this is the world record for breaking the record.